everyone, and welcome to the Barbell Mamas podcast. My name is Christina Previtt. I'm a pelvic floor physical therapist, researcher in exercise and pregnancy, and a mom of two who has competed in CrossFit, powerlifting, or weightlifting, pregnant, postpartum, or both. In this podcast, we want to talk about the realities of being a mom who loves to exercise. Whether you're a recreational exerciser or an athlete, we want to talk about all of the things that we go through as females going into this motherhood journey. We're going to talk about fertility, pregnancy, and postpartum topics that are relevant to the active individual. While I am a pelvic floor physical therapist, I am not your pelvic floor physical therapist, and know that this podcast does not substitute medical advice. All right, come along for this journey with us while we navigate motherhood together, and I can't wait to get started. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this bonus episode of the Barbell Mamas podcast. Christina Previtt here, and today we're going to talk about all things 24.2. So if you are in the CrossFit Open, you've seen that this episode or this workout dropped today at 3 p.m. Eastern time. And it's a doozy. So 24.2 is a 20-minute AMRAP of a 300-meter row, 125-pound deadlift, and 50 double-unders. So the way that I want this podcast episode to run is this is going to give us a little bit more time for discussion with more of a long-form podcast style. So I want to talk very generally about some of the strategy in this workout. Then I want to talk about specific pregnant and postpartum modifications, and we'll put up some like Sparks Notes versions of this on our Instagram. So one of the things that sparked me going long form with this is that I recognize that so many of our amazing CrossFit coaches that are breaking down these workouts are either very high level athletes or are very high level athletes and they are men. And I don't say this that like you can't get a lot of great advice from some of our male coaches, but there are some things about some of these workouts that, you know, my husband can say, well, you just do 20 pull-ups unbroken. I was like, okay, great. But I don't have the same strength that you do. And some of our female athletes do. And it's such a great thing for them. But I kind of wanted to have some female voices in this space talking about strategy. And then I wanted to speak specifically to the pelvic health side of things. So let's talk very broadly about strategy for this workout. So the first piece of advice is that 20 minutes is a long time. This is really a marathon, not a sprint. And if you go too hot out the gate on this, no matter what your modifications are, no matter what phase of life you are at, you will pay for it down the line. So, you know, your pacing on your first round may make or break where you are at. And so if you are a person who is really trying to do well in this workout, I would really encourage you to try out some different paces of one round of these workouts and see how you feel after and roughly what time it took you. Because if you go out and you do like a 90-second round, which it would probably be longer than that, it'd probably be two and a half minutes. Are you going to be able to sustain that for eight rounds? Who knows, right? So that is number one, is that 20 minutes is a really long time, right? This is also a very back heavy workout. Like CrossFit is crushing us in 24.1 and 24.2 because that dumbbell snatch workout, I don't know about you, but my back was lit up. Like it was DOMS and I was okay. But I know some people who were just like their backs were on fire for days. So to go from 24.1, which had 180 dumbbell snatches in it, to the next workout that is also very back heavy. I want you all to be mindful of your low backs and think about where you are at from a strength perspective and where you're going to pace this workout. So that kind of leads me to my point number three, where you could make up tons of time or you could lose tons of time on the transitions. So a 300 meter row for a lot of females is going to be about a minute or less for some people, but plus or minus, 50 to 75 seconds. That 10 deadlifts, many people are going to at least start unbroken. And so that could take you 30, 40 seconds. And then the 50 double unders, if you did 50 double unders unbroken, is going to be in that 35 to 40 second range. So if you think about all those time domains together, so I said 90 seconds, but it's probably going to be closer to 2.5 minutes. You could easily make that 4 minutes around if you got really caught and were really slow on some of your transitions. So that's kind of the next piece of advice is that you want to be really mindful how much time you're taking in between elements if you're really trying to go at this hard. And then the fourth thing from, our not super, me being not a super elite level athlete and recognizing that there's going to be parts of this workout that is going to cater to different athletes is know your strength and strengths and weaknesses and work within it. What I mean by that is if you are a really strong rower, but your deadlift is going to be where you're going to have to take some time, maybe you'll go a little bit faster on the deadlift, knowing that you're going to need to take it, that 10 reps of the deadlift in 2 sets because that 125 pound barbell is really heavy for you if you want to go RX. Or you know that it's going to take you some time to get through those 50 double unders. So you're really going to go quicker on the row and the deadlift, knowing that you're probably going to be tripping up and you're going to have some extra time. Or your pelvic floor is going to stop you from doing all of those double unders unbroken. So figuring out where you want to be pacing, where you're going to be slowest, and then tackling your strategy to that is going to be really important and one that will help guide you through this workout. And then know that by the time you get 10 minutes in, you're going to be just huffing and you're going to be working really at a really high heart rate for 10 more minutes. And that's okay. We can do hard things and it'll totally slide you into the end zone with that 20-minute marker. Now, let's kind of talk about some of our pregnant and postpartum modifications. So, from a pregnancy perspective, when it comes to the row and it comes to the deadlift, many people could do this workout RX. Just like I mentioned with 24.1, the first thing that I want to mention is that there are situations, depending on where you are in your pregnancy and how you are feeling, where you might actually do this entire workout RX. So if you feel good on the row, if you feel good with the deadlift and a double under right now is feeling okay on your pelvis, cool. Like you could start with this workout RX. Now let's talk about different modifications if it does not feel great on your pelvis. So the first thing is let's talk about the row. So when it comes to the rower and you are pregnant, especially if you're kind of further into your third trimester and belly's getting a little bit bigger and impeding with your range of motion, bring your knees out slightly and then keep your chest between 10 and 2. So what I mean by that is that I don't want you to have this really far lean back. It's just going to put a lot more pressure on your core. And it's going to take you a lot longer to get into that sit up. So I'm not worried about your like causing diastasis recti. I'm not worried about the doming side. It's more that when you lean really far back, you're not going to put yourself in as strong of a position. So try and stay between 10 and 2. The second movement, which is the deadlift, what do we do if you do not feel good with 125 pounds right to the ground for every rep? So the first modification that we can make is we can make your feet go out a little bit wider. We can try a sumo deadlift instead of a conventional deadlift. So bringing feet out wider, hands on either side of baby bump and lifting from there. And then you can keep the weight the same. We can bring the weight down. So if 125 pounds doesn't feel that great for you, then let's remove some of the load. Or let's bring the range of motion down. So instead of going to the floor, we can go up to risers or put plates underneath. You just obviously have to be careful where you're putting it down. But you can start working on that range. From a performance side on the deadlift, we should not be holding our breath. I am a huge fan of the Valsalva maneuver, except when I am trying to do this in a conditioning workout. And I know it is going to jack my heart rate up so fast. So whether you are pregnant, postpartum, or trying to send it on this workout, I would make sure that you are intentionally breathing in and out. And for me, when I'm doing this, I'm going to be focusing on that exhale as I stand up, not for my pelvic floor, but for my heart, so that my heart does not explode outside of my chest and I get through those 20 minutes. So not only is that going to be a good modification if deadlifts are feeling tough on your pelvic floor, but it's also going to be a very important performance advantage when you are doing this workout to keep your heart rate under control. So modifications to how you're doing the deadlift: knees out, sumo deadlift, or reduce the load, reduce the range of motion. All right, where everybody is going to have some questions is around the double under. Every year I feel like I do modifications for the double under, whether you're pregnant or postpartum. If you are pregnant and double unders do not feel good, you can go down to a single under. You can go into like a lateral hop. You can go on to a plate tap. All of those are wonderful options, or you can try and train through the double under if it is feeling good for your pelvis and you love the open, you want to do the open with your community, and you decide that you want to do double unders this workout. You're not going to ruin your pelvic floor. You're not going to ruin anything. You're going to figure out what modification works for you and then send it in this workout. Okay, so let's talk about postpartum, and let's talk about if you're having pelvic floor issues with any of these workouts. So from the row, even if you are very early postpartum, like I'm talking like 3 to 4 weeks and you're not bleeding from a vaginal delivery, or once your scar is healed after a cesarean, with low resistance and making sure that there isn't a stretch on your C-section scar, the row should be okay. The question marks from where you are at from your postpartum recovery and where your pelvic health is right now is going to be on the load on that deadlift and the volume of that double under, right? So depending on your fitness and how proficient you are in double unders, you may be doing 50 and really trying to get through that first set because you want to do this RX, or you may be at 300 plus double unders. So there could be a really wide range for that. So if you feel comfortable hitting this weight RX in a postpartum body, I would expect, or I would counsel my athletes, that I would expect you to be able to hit at least one set of 10 unbroken for this to be a good idea. Okay. And ultimately this decision is up to you, but you are going to be doing a lot of repetitions, hopefully, in this workout. And the accumulation of the row on your core, the deadlift on your back, and the impact on your pelvic floor, this is a tough 20-minute workout on the postpartum body. And I want you all to be mindful of that. So choose the weight appropriately. Try to at least get your first set unbroken. If you're really trying to send it, every set should be unbroken. But figure out what works for you, or try and do it in two quick sets of 6 and 4. When you get to the double under, the combination of the row, the deadlift, and the rope, your grip is going to be jacked up. Like, it is going to not be a minimal factor in this workout. Like, it really is brilliant and it is tackling a lot of things. I wish they would have put a workout between the really back heavy workout of the snatches and this one. But c'est la vie, it's CrossFit, we don't have any say in that. But your grip is also going to be pretty toast from pulling, holding, and the double under. So the first thing on the double under is make sure you keep your technique good so that you are not peeing during this workout. What do I mean by that? Have your arms in front of you. You should be able to see them in your peripheral vision. Have your ribs stacked over your pelvis, land soft, don't try and Kegel, and breathe. Breathe, 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 breathe. Now, what happens if you start leaking with this workout? You are going to have a decision. Do you want to send it anyway and leak and be okay with that? I'm going to be on board with that decision. Or is it going to be something that you're going to be catering around? And I'm going to support that decision too. It depends on what your goals are. So if you are having leaking, then what I'm going to encourage you to do is some sort of sub-threshold training. So if you're just getting double unders, you may be doing single, single, double, single, single, double, and they're going to count all the doubles. If you are leaking at 20 reps, then do sets of 15, take a break, shake your body out, and then go again. And know that as you get through this workout, you may have been able to start at sets of 20 before you start to feel like you have to pee or you are peeing. And that may go down to sets of 5 or sets of 10 by the end of this workout. It is very fatiguing, these three movements together in particular on your pelvic floor, on your core system. And so this is not to say don't do it. This is not to say that if you are feeling that fatigue, that something bad is going to happen. But just recognize that the accumulation of this fatigue is going to matter in this workout. And you may feel more sensations in your pelvis as your body gets tired and you go through these movements. So picking the workout that, or picking the type of modification for the double under that works for you is going to be a completely individualized decision. And you know us at the Barbell Mamas, we are going to encourage you to do whatever you want to do for your community or for this workout within your community, and choose the appropriate modification or choose your own adventure when it comes to this workout. What I want to finish off this session with is every person's choice is going to be their own, number one. Number two is you are not ruining anything if you have symptoms in this workout and you decide to accept that those symptoms exist now and you still want to do this workout anyway. There are plenty of people who are doing these open workouts with shoulder pain or knee pain or back pain, and we are not saying that they are dooming themselves to irreparable damage that they're deciding to do a deadlift workout with a sore back. We are saying, how brave of you for doing this anyway, because you care so much about it. I am going to say the same thing to you. If you have those symptoms, it is okay, right? In that moment, depending on where you are at in your athleticism journey, your decision is your own. And that is okay. We can work on some of those rehab things after, or we can take them into account now. Like, for example, I'm not in a competitive season of my life right now. I was last year. This is not my year to be competitive. If I start feeling like I'm going to leak, which sometimes I do, especially with deconditioning, like when I'm not doing as many double unders, like my body isn't used to it, I'm not going to push into that threshold. That's just my decision for me. And if my competitive athlete that is beside me decides to, I'm going to cheer her on and I'm going to tell her to breathe and not hold her breath, right? So think about those things, make those decisions. And the third is that we are cheering all of our mamas in their motherhood journey on in this workout. Tag us in your videos. We want to hear from you. Let us know if you found these strategy quick shots helpful, and we'll see you all in 24.3.